This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, welcome. Tonight's halacha shir is entitled Brocha Achreina on Hot Drinks. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but it's, and I don't know if you drink hot drinks, but what is the story? If you have a coffee, you have a tea, a hot chocolate, you make a shahakal, of course, beforehand, but do you make a brocha achreina after a hot drink? So this we'll see. It's a very interesting topic. Let's take a look through. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The background halacha is this. It's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud in Arachayim in Hilchos Brachos. The Mechaba says, Ha'eichel pachos mikazayis min hapas, bein misha eichlim. A person eats less than a kazayis of bread or any food, or a person drinks less than a revius of wine or other drinks, he makes the appropriate bracha beforehand, but he doesn't make a bracha afterwards. So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if a person eats even a small amount, or drinks a small amount, you have to make a bracha beforehand. But a bracha achreina is only made if you have either a kazayis of food or a revius of drink. A kazayis of food is not very much. I always think a small matchbox, which is small. Or when it comes to a revius, you're talking, imagine a little paper cup, and it's a quarter, a third of that. So it's quite small. So, but if a person has a small amount to drink or just fancies a little nibble, a nash, you need to make a bracha rishona on any amount, and a bracha achrona only if you've had a kazayis for food or a revius for drink. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you look in Sifkot and Gimel in the next box, mevarech techila, fafilu al kol shehu, even on a tiny amount, bein midav o'echel bein mimashka, whether it's drink or food, the osa lehonus melein mazeh below bracha. That's the theory. The theory is you're not allowed to benefit from this world without a bracha, and therefore even a small amount requires a bracha. Then, ula achrov, so how come la achrov you have to have a minimum shir? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, to be pas, when it comes to bread, you have to be satiated, and then you make a bracha achreina, then you bench. And there is never really, eating less than a kazayis is not called eating in the Torah. And therefore, less than a kazayis, because that doesn't constitute eating, anything less than that, Chazal said, even though we're making bracha achreina on non-bread items, other things, you need at least a kazayis. Of a mashkin nami, and so too with drinks, when it comes to drinking prohibited drinks, or liquids, the chiyuv of a revius, for example, a person drank a revius of blood. In order to be chayev, you have to have a revius. That's considered the minimum shear when it comes to liquids. They instituted with this shear a shear of a revius. Now, what is the problem with hot drinks? Because you're drinking it slowly. So the question is, if you drink, the way to drink coffee, tea, whatever it is, any whatever hot drink, is you sip it, you have it slowly. It's too hot to just drink it quickly. And therefore, the question is, do you sort of combine together the small sips that you have to make it into a revius, to necessitate a bracha achreina? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaten Aleph there, at the end of this siman, at the end of this Sifkaten, Ule'inyan shtiyas revius im shasa v'hifsik ma'ad. If a person drank, he sipped a bit, v'chaza v'shasa, and he continued drinking, ad shehishtim revius, until eventually he drank a total of a revius, yesh omrim de'ina mitzdarif. It just doesn't work. You know, you're sipping, that's not considered a drinking of a revius. V'yesh omrim, the mitzdarif, im lo yishishom, etchil hashtia, tsoif hashtia, yos michtei achilas pras. As long as he ate it, drank it, sorry, within the chtei achilas pras, which ranges from 2 to 3 to 9 minutes, different opinions. So different opinions whether or not you join them together. One opinion says you don't join them together, and one opinion says you do, so long as it was b'chdeachidus pras, you drank it in that time frame. V'hagra hiskim sham, b'biura d'halocha k'deezu ashniya, that the halocha is like the second opinion, namely, that you do combine it so long as you drank it in the shir of k'deachidus pras. Now, says the next Mishnah Berurah, V'hine, le'inyan shtias tei v'kafi. Do you see how he spells it? In the cute, tes hei ayin, and coffee is kuf aleph pei ayin. When it comes to drinking tea and coffee, sha'derech l'shtayse k'shulcham, when the way of drinking is to drink it hot, v'kosh l'shtayse b'lo hefsik, and you don't drink it, b'lo hefsik, k'derech shamash, it's not like a glass of water or Coke that you drink it in one go. Ki'im ma'at ma'at, yesh machleikus rab ben ha'poiskim. There's a big machleikus in the poiskim, in tzorech levarech brocha achreina, whether you need to make a brocha achreina. B'machs ha'shekel v'chayodim et sadim shelo levarech, v'chein kosov b'derech chayim, v'chein hu minhag ha'olam. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the minhag ha'olam is not to make a brocha achreina on hot drinks. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'anshe ma'isa, men of stature, na'agim, shele b'soif shtiyosom, when they have a coffee, Manichin kadei shir revius. At the end of the cup of coffee, they leave, the last bit, the last revius. She standing ma'at, that is a little bit cooler. Kadei sheyuchel l'shteis revius b'lei hefsek. You can drink a revius in one go. Well, levarich brocha achreina, and that will enable you to make a brocha achreina. V'tov lasas kein kadei lotzis alibedukula am v'prat l'das hagra hanal. And certainly, according to the Vilna Gaon we mentioned earlier, the posak kadei shnir dashiu kadei achilas praslin and sirif gam b'shtia bevadei nochin lasas kein. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in practice, the minhag ha'olam is not to make a brocha achreina. However, anshei ma'isa, people who are very particular about halacha, will leave a little bit over, and then would drink that in one go, and therefore they can make a brocha achreina. And I remember as a kid in school, one of my rebbes, Rabbi David Rowe, would always do that with his coffee. He would bring in a coffee to shir, and then he would leave over the bottom third, quarter, whatever, of his cup, and it would cool down exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, and then drink it in order that he would make a brocha achreina. So that's what I remember, and this is the source for it. Now, what is the contemporary practice? The Mishnah Berurah, although he wrote the Mishnah Berurah well over 100 years ago now. He died in 1933, but he wrote the Mishnah Berurah in the early 1900s. For he says the minhag ha'olam is not to. But what do contemporary poskim say? What is the contemporary practice? So in the Shevet Halevi, Vosner, who passed away only a few years ago, he says the following: Ha'poskim achreinim donu kan. This is paragraph 4. Be'inyan brach achreina al kais chamin on a hot drink. V'shayin tfei mishir v'yis. And they drink it slowly, so that it's going to, they're drinking, and they wait longer than the shir v'yis, or shir achilas pras, machmas rov chomer, because it's just too hot to drink quicker than that. V'yodua, de pligi bozeh g'dayli hadayris, I'm behetiv kan. If you check out the behetiv, he'll give you the lists of who says what. V'rabbeseinu na'agu levarich achrov. However, my teachers have the practice to make a brocha achreina on hot drinks, so k'mesh kozav b'tshuvas ponim meiris in chelik beis of adas mogan hamarsham, etc. The kain noag v'hagoyim bal shel meishiv bal minchas chinuch. They all say that you should make a brocha on hot drinks. Now, Shlomo Zalman in Halichas Shlomo, he says it actually in two places, but this is one of the places. Va'al kafe gam kain mutar lahavdil. He's talking about havdalah. So in a situation where you haven't got grape juice or wine, you use chamar medina, which means the local beverage. So the question is, can you make havdalah on coffee? And sometimes you're in a situation where you haven't got grape juice. Last Friday night, we had a knock on our door in the middle of the meal, beginning of the meal. Our neighbors come in and they haven't got any grape juice, right? And we all have this from time to time. So what happens in a havdalah? You're in a high, when you make havdalah, you neighbor's not around, whatever. You can't, but what do you do? You're away. So can you make it on coffee? So says the Mishnah, says the Shlomo Zalman, V'al kafi gam kein mutar lahavdil, you're allowed to make havdalah on coffee. V'af hoyeroi liyos odiv tfei mibira, in a way, he says, it's better than making it on beer. Why? Ki hu mamish chamar medina. It's more chamar medina than beer, he said. When you have someone come around for, it pops into you, what do you say to them? You don't say, do you want a beer? You say, do you want a coffee? A tea, a coffee? Maybe I'm mixing in the wrong circles. But normally you just say, do you want a coffee or do you want a tea or something? And a shekasha lishtay sumenu kushulcham kamali lugma basachas. But the problem is, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that you've got a problem. Can you drink it in the necessary time? So, in the footnote, in Hara 28, in the bottom box there, he says, ul'inyan bracha achreina, ayin Mishnah Berurah, simen reish yud, sifkot na'alaf, which is the above Mishnah Berurah. D'chashashaso ma'at ma'at, when you drink it slowly, minhag kamali lugma basachas ha'ilim shel levarach achrov, the minhag is not to make an upper bracha achroina. Va'an shemaisa nagin shel abasayf shtiyosan manichin kadei shir revias she sanin ma'at ayin shal. So he brings this Mishnah Berurah above, that although the minhag is not to make it, his practice is to follow what the Mishnah Berurah said, i.e., to leave a little bit until it's cooler, and then to drink that last little bit in one go, so that you can make a bracha achroina. Now, turn over the page. Va'ayin oiv shmir Shabbos kilchas perik nundalet ha'arat sadivov. V'chein noag rabbeinu lechatchila kederech anshe maisa. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's practice, that he would leave over a little bit of the drink to fulfill the advice, if you like, of the Mishnah Berurah to enable him to make a bracha achroina. Avul kamaduma. However, he only left over a shir of a mali lugmov, which is not so much. And when he drank during shir, everyone gets thirsty when they talk and give shir, be yeshiva in Kol Torah, he would bring two cups in with him to shir. And by the time he got to the second cup, it was already cool. And therefore, he would be able to fulfill the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Avul gam kishele hishe birech brocha achreina al shtiyazu. But even if he didn't leave it over, he would still make a brocha achreina. Uchashe nishel al kach, and when he was asked about this, Oma sheroes meira hagon, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, his Rebbe, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the father-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, the famous Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Narkin, he goes, that's how he used to do it. V'shalu al kach v'omar, and they asked him about it, and he would say shehischel lina kain mipnei sheshoma mehagriz, that he heard from the briskerov shekain nohag oviv hagrach, that his father the Reb Chaim would do the same, and he was the rabbi of the god Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, so Reb Chaim was his rebbe's rebbe. V'lochein hu noye kain achrov, and therefore he did the same. That was his practice. Ulam lo hayu rabbeinu noy kein elah atzmai. He did this for himself. Avol bnei beis with hamid of harilina kamishne bura shlo levarich. So in other words, that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself did make a brocha achreina, he advised his family and others to follow the Mishnah Berurah, who says that the minhag olam is not to make a brocha achreina if you're just sipping slowly, slowly. But if you can, the best thing to do is just to leave over a little bit of coffee or hot tea or whatever it is at the end, which has cooled a little bit, that you could drink it in one go and therefore make a brocha achreina. One final point. This is all in respect of hot drinks. But what about ice cream? Because, you know, imagine an ice lolly. Again, the minhag ha'olam is you eat it slowly. Okay, some kids bite into it. But generally speaking, ice cream or ice lollies better, you know, you're going to sort of suck them slowly. So how does that work with a brocha achrona on ice cream? So if you take a look in paragraph 5, this is a footnote in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in Reish Yud, and he's got a paragraph about ice cream. The same is true regarding ice cream. Shederech ha'olam la'ichla bizman yoyse aruch. People generally eat it slowly, in a longer period of time, because it's very cold. And according to the opinion which says that you can make a brocha achrona even though you're just eating it, you're drinking that hot drink very, very slowly, because just that's the way you drink a hot drink, so too with frozen liquids such as ice lollies and ice cream, you can only drink it very slowly or eat the ice cream or the ice lolly very slowly. He would say that according to, you know, just like there are those who say that if you drink the hot drink slowly because that's the way you drink hot drinks, and therefore you would make a brocha achrona on that. Well, so too, when it comes to ice cream, it's just the way to eat it is just to have it slowly. And therefore you can make a brocha achrona on the ice cream. So it will be subject to the same machlokus. But with regards to the hot drink, like we said, the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion is is not to make a brocha if you just drank it slowly, slowly, sip by sip. But the best thing to do, although there are others who say the opposite, and they say you do, says machlokes about that, but the best eight is to follow the Mishnah Berurah's advice, and that is to leave a little bit over, drink that in one go, and then for sure you can make a brocha achrona there.
Is this applied with water as well?
drinking water, there's debate about that, but generally speaking, the minhag ha'olam is to make a bracha achrona on water. But there is debate about that generally. But the minhag ha'olam is, again, to drink it. But normally water, if it's cold water, you drink enough. It's not a big, a revius, it's not enough. It's not a huge amount. So generally speaking, you do need to make a bracha achrona for that. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.